Good morning, namaste, and happy Diwali. Because Diwali is coming midweek, but today the family gets together, so greetings for Diwali. And today you'll be served Diwali Bhog, which is, as you know, very special. Baba Smriti is very special always, but today you can just see the compassion of God, that God keeps finding different ways to elevate us. Kisko yadi translation ki zarurat hai, Hindi wale English nahi jante ho, haath uthao. Koi nahi? Translation chahiye kisko? Okay. So Baba keeps finding different ways to elevate our consciousness, and today there's a very lovely title that Baba's given us, that automatically, as soon as you hear it, the whole image of what this means comes out very, very clearly. There was a film a few years ago, I didn't go to see it, but I kept seeing big posters with the name, and that was Avatar. Yeah? So this is the title that Baba has given each and every one of us, that you are you are souls who are avatars. Your birth hasn't just been an ordinary birth. As Brahmins, we know that we've taken birth through the lotus mouth of Brahma Baba, but we forget that sometimes. So here's Baba giving us another idea to play with and experiment with, practice it. And I remember when I first heard the Smriti, it was a very powerful feeling. Baba said how you're up there and then you come down here just for a very specific purpose, and that is to give God's introduction to all. And when you're up there, you're in that stage in which you are the subtle angel, and so the angel comes down just simply as God's messenger, nothing else. And so does an angel have any karmic accounts? Does an avatar have any karmic accounts? And so you come down and you're engaged in action, but because your consciousness is up above and fixed on your specific task, then your actions don't lead into karmic bondages. Otherwise, just think about it. Our thoughts lead to karmic accounts, our words lead to karmic accounts, our actions lead into karmic accounts, big time. But even our thoughts, how many of my thoughts are creating karma? It's a very interesting mirror in which to see myself and check what is the quality of my thinking. So today, for this whole week, the celebration of Diwali, and just as Christmas, they always say good tidings, good wishes for all. In the same way, Diwali, a time of greetings, a time of love, a time of settling the past year's accounts, beginning a new chapter, a new book for new accounts. So for us, very definitely, no more karma with human beings, but rather the ability just to keep giving. I don't know when in the cycle, at what point I have been taking from human beings. So now at this moment, if I just keep that aim, and the giving doesn't have to be anything physical, the giving can be time, the giving can be cooperation, the giving can be just good wishes. Maybe there's nothing else I can do for you, but at least I can give you good wishes from my heart. And so, giving good wishes to all, we always give greetings, good wishes, but especially my thoughts today on the day of Diwali, to just be able to check what is the quality of my thinking. And if I just simply keep giving, the accounts of the past definitely finish, and maybe there's still enough left over for the accumulation of good karma also. Hopefully it'll get there. So experience the stage of being karmatit, coming down and playing your role as God's messenger. And so the whole aspect of the avatar, Baba has explained it very beautifully, and in particular how an avatar is karmatit. And so no karma with anyone, just coming for God's task, that's it. And so do I remember that? Am I aware of it? Do I get pulled into all sorts of past karma? Or am I able to be up above and so I don't get pulled into anything? So one aspect that Baba's taken up very strongly is, who are you? Baba gives us different answers to this question in every murali, Sakar muralis and Avyakt muralis. The Sakar murali also gives us beautiful titles to play with, experiment with, but in particular the Avyakt muralis has not just one title but many, many, many titles that Baba gives us. And so today let there be that experiment, and I think you'll have a very beautiful feeling of what it means to be up above and just exist for God's task. That's it. That is my purpose of existence. And then the other thing that Baba's talked about a lot, what is it that Baba's children abroad are doing? In those days it used to be very specific because of the space, limited space in the hall, limited space in Madhuban, and so the foreign season was very specific, February and March, and Bharatvasi season was all the way October, November, December, January, and then again April. So within those 2 months you've been seeing this pattern, Baba talking a lot to double foreigners, and then of course some are there, some are here. It was always a little bit mixture, but still very specific timings. And Baba has asked us the question, how many air quality souls have you created? And so even before I look into the whole subject of creation, the first question, again, the mirror for myself, am I an air quality soul? And of course, if I want to be an air quality soul, first step, have I made Baba my air? Have I surrendered mind, body and wealth to God? Which doesn't mean coming and living here, and it doesn't even mean wearing white clothes all the time. What it does mean is that I have to be a trustee. Wherever it is I am, physically, externally, am I following God's instructions? Again, in my thoughts, my words, my actions. If truly with my heart I can say, I've made Baba my heir, I have surrendered all that I have to Baba, then no question, Baba's going to say, you are my heir also. And so, being Baba's heir, I have all rights, everything that God has belongs to me. And so there's never ever anything missing. And so if today I feel a lack of something, to what extent have I made Baba my heir? And to what extent have I claimed from Baba my rights as God's heir? And so yes, I have all the knowledge that God wants to give me. no secrets except one little secret. When is Satyu coming? Baba hasn't given us a date, and he isn't going to give us a date, because that's part of the examination. The transfer from Kaliyug back home to Satyug very much revolves around my preparation to be ever ready. And so if whenever something happens, I'm ready, that's it, fine. And if something happens and I'm not ever ready, then Baba's talked about pass with honor or not being able to pass. And if I pass with honor, then even Dharamraj is going to honor me. So a very lovely connection Baba's made with that. But at this moment, Baba's given us all the things we need to know in terms of the self, my own transformation. What is it that I need to do? I don't think anybody has any questions about that, have they? Everything absolutely clear. And then the second thing that Baba offers us is all the powers. Mary made an interesting comment at some point. She said, the purpose of Baba giving us all the powers is so that we can develop all the virtues. And so sometimes we don't always know what happens in what sequence. It was very interesting to hear her say this. Yes, you have all the jnana, but then the next step. Do I have all the powers? To what extent do I have tolerance power? And I pick up on that first because I'm seeing that as time goes on and as things get more and more challenging, it'll be my capacity for tolerance that's going to be tested hugely. And if today there are little things that I can't tolerate, how am I going to manage when there are big things that happen? In a general way, we know the scenario of climate change, the impact that's going to happen, food, water, heat, cold, extremes of all of that. Too much water, floods, not enough water, drought, that's going to happen. Hot and cold, that also, definitely. We're seeing all of those things already. Not something to believe, but it's a reality that we're experiencing. So, do I have the tolerance capacity to deal with whatever comes my way on the external level? And maybe I do have that. Maybe I've been preparing myself so that I can manage that. But there's another aspect of tolerance which maybe you need to look at. When I hear people's comments, whatever it is, when it's in favor of me, do I get excited and happy and say, oh, this person really likes me, and so my intellect is pulled to them? Or if I hear something that I feel a little bit offended by, the intention from them maybe wasn't even that they wanted to say anything nasty, but my own sensitivity is such that whatever they say, my interpretation is not a positive one. And at that moment, I have a lot of waste thoughts, and probably not just waste thoughts, but thoughts of sorrow. And of course then, it's going to impact the way I see them and my quality of interaction with them. And maybe it's not even a reality. Maybe they've said something, done something, but my interpretation of that has been quite negative. And so here I am taking a huge amount of sorrow. And I didn't need to. I really didn't. And the starting point was, I haven't given enough attention to take power from Baba. When Baba became avyakt, there were several muralis in which Baba said, all of you have a lot of love, but most of you don't have enough power. Snehi hai, samarth nahi hai. You have the love, and Baba always comments that, yes, everybody who's become Baba's child, of course they have love. But then the power, and of course within that, the whole subject of race, thought, somebody says something, does it trigger a few race thoughts, many race thoughts, how many race thoughts? And so that's an indication. I didn't have the tolerance capacity to let it roll off. Yes, it's a signal. Let me learn from the signal, understand what the signal is saying. Baba's talked about that too. Even if at this moment you feel, well, they didn't need to say that, I'm aware of that already, but it's okay, hold it, hold it. And maybe what they've said is going to be useful for me later on. So, beautiful things in today's murali, of course, but that aspect that if I want to develop virtues, then I need the different powers, all the powers that Baba's talked about, because that will then help me maintain my humility, my power to have patience, my ability to have sweetness, all of those things that Daddy's been underlining for some years now. And so let me check in particular tolerance capacity and my relationships with others in terms of that tolerance, my reactivity. Somebody says something, do I react? And if I'm reacting, how much karma am I creating? And if I have tolerance and I don't react, but I take that moment to pause and just be with Baba, and then give a considered response. So you can see that karmatitas, if I'm still in the mode of reacting, karmatitas is very, very far away. And so I see how Baba's avyakt murali is very beautiful. We love them. We love listening to them. The other day, Sunday, we had two avyakt muralis together, one in the morning, one in the evening, and we loved it. But they're really very, very powerful mirrors to see the self and to see what more do I need to do, given that everybody now feels that this is the last phase of the yajna. Many reasons why we all feel that, but what do I need to do within this last period of time for myself? And of course then Baba said, if I am experiencing the qualities of the air soul, I've taken all the treasures that Baba's waiting to give me, all the gyan, all the powers, and then all the virtues also fall into my lap. I don't have to struggle to make it happen, but very naturally and very easily. And so the connection of love that Baba spoke about at such length last Sunday, so the power of love enables me to take everything from Baba. So these two things, if I'm serving, am I bringing souls closer to God? Am I able to bring them so close that they become air quality souls? And so such a big difference between giving a message. Yes, giving a message is the first step, and hopefully that message awakens something in someone, and they come to the point where it's not just a message, but they want to understand. And as they understand, so then they come to the point where they're ready to recognize Baba and belong to Baba. And through that belonging, yes, they come to the stage of becoming an heir. So Baba's still looking for more air quality souls. I was interested that we're reading this Murali today, and sometimes we think that, well, most Brahmins have been found already. Now it's just a question of giving Prabhupada's message. I think that's true, but I think there are still air quality souls waiting to be found, so that then they can also create their fortune in a big way. But also the other thing that very clearly we haven't yet found, Prabhupada's talked about souls who can be the mics. And just a reflection on that, mic quality souls, we've had little mics, people who create a good atmosphere for Baba's children, who have a good word to say about Baba's children. So it's been little mics, and they've been very, very helpful. They've been our friends, and without their support, Baba's work in many, many different places, in many different ways, couldn't have come this far. But the real mics, they need to have a deep recognition of Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. I think that so far, souls who have stayed on the periphery have said, well, what you're doing is good and I like it. And they even like the meditation, and so they connect with Shiv Baba. But I think really to be a mic soul, you need to have a relationship with both Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, and then you're able to share with power your experience and with the world. And so air quality souls, mic souls, Baba has very specifically talked about this. And it's interesting that just friendship with others, and I don't mean specifically targeting anyone, but just having that feeling of friendship for whoever you're with, wherever it is you are. And that feeling of friendship, you never know from a friend to a friend to a friend where it's going to lead to, and things begin to change and happen in a very powerful way. And so just to have that sense of good wishes and good feelings for all, so that your neighbors, the people you're working with, the avatar, you're an avatar, and so the avatar is surely going to give everybody around them a very beautiful, powerful, positive feeling. Whether they come to Baba in terms of taking knowledge themselves or not, but the feeling I should have left them with is one of love and regard, that yes, there's something good that's happening there. And if that's the case with people out there, how much more so with Baba's children, with my family, with each and everyone. So Diwali comes as a powerful reminder to settle the past accounts, when, how, whatever, however long it's been, but to settle, and to create something new from now. Jessabin, can't see you, but okay. Do we show Daddy's Diwali message now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a very lovely message and very clued in on what we need to do.
No. Yeah. We need to clear the stage and bring the screen down.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. देखो कितनी खुशी की बात है, अभी भारत तो क्या सारे विश्व में हैप्पी दिवाली करके सब खुशी मना रहे हैं।
Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Happy Diwali to everyone. Not just in Bharat, but everywhere in the world, people are celebrating Diwali with so much happiness.
Kya khushi mana rahe Diwali ki mubarak ho, mubarak ho, mubarak.
What happiness are they celebrating with? It's just greetings and congratulations for Diwali. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations.
Diwali ki mubarak ho, mubarak ho, mubarak ho. Ye aise Bharat ke jo tehar hai na, uski khushi Bharatwasi to abhi maine dekha hai. Koi vishwa ke kona nahi chhod raha hai.
What are they celebrating? Diwali. Diwali is being celebrated in every corner of the world. I see that there are people of Bharat everywhere, and wherever they go, they celebrate with so much happiness that not a single corner is left out.
Shiva karte aa rahe hai.
They've been doing so much service.
Kaha jata hai. Khushi wo jo kabhi bhi koi bhi awaaz dukha ka nagar kabhi na nikle.
What is true happiness? True happiness is that in which there isn't ever even the slightest trace or sound of sorrow.
Ye meri bhavna hai. Tum khush raho, abad raho, navish raho, najat karo.
This is my true desire for everyone, to remain happy, to be prosperous and fruitful, to constantly stay in remembrance and not to forget at all, not to forget Baba.
Mana kya?
What does it mean?
Jo bhi baat hai na, ho gayi na, kuch nahi hai. To ye kaise honga, kya honga? Please, kabhi aisa awaaz dil se na nikle.
Never to ever actually have any question, how is this going to happen, what is going to happen, not to have any such kind of sound emerging from within. So as you can see in the picture, that is making, begging each one not to ever allow such feeling of sorrow to emerge from anyone.
Happy Diwali, sari khushi, mana hi kya, Deepak jagao, ek do ko dekho.
Happy Diwali, to celebrate with happiness. What does it mean? To let the light inside be ignited and to have
Diva Jagao.
To see one another with love.
Andhakara mein Deepak charo taraf jagate hai. Ghar mein baal bache chote bade. Ek din nahi main samajhti hu. Teen char din paanch din banate hai.
In the darkness, they light the deepaks, the lamps, and it's not just for one day, but Diwali celebrations last over a period of 4-5 days, and so every day lighting the light, making sure that all darkness is finished and there's light everywhere.
Ek din Diwali happy nahi manate hai, par happiness tab bhi hai. Main kaano mein sunaun baat kya?
Diwali is not just a question of celebrating with happiness in one day, but I'd like to share a special secret with all of you.
Sweetness hove.
Let there be sweetness too.
Madhurvani, nimrata, satyata, dhijata.
Let there be sweet words, let there be humility, truth and patience.
Madhurta.
Sweetness.
To maine aaj class mein jaate samay जब देखा तो थोड़ा आवाज में ऐसे होता है ना तो भी नहीं.
I was just going to class this morning, but there was a little bit of a feeling of coming into sound, and I felt no, that's not right. So mustn't come into sound about anything.
मीठा आवाज.
Let there be sweet sound emerging from within.
मुस्कराता हुआ.
A smiling face.
दिवाली सच्ची दिवाली ये है.
This is the true Diwali.
मुबारक हो मुखते हो. Happy मुबारक हो मुबारक हो. पर मुबारक मुखते न कहना. पर जो कोई देखे ना उसके दिल से निकले तो सत्ता खुश कैसे रहती.
Not just a question of saying Diwali, greetings for Diwali through your mouth, but whoever sees your face, then they can truly feel what it means to celebrate Diwali.
Batao main बताऊं क्या? अरे मैं हूँ आत्मा, मेरा है परमात्मा।
I am a soul and God, the supreme soul, is mine.
बात दो शब्दों में सदा ही होती है।
Everything is always into
मेरा कौन?
Who am I? Who is mine?
तो मैं हूँ आत्मा।
I am a soul sitting in the forehead, center of the forehead.
मेरा परमात्मा।
And God is mine.
आत्मा समझ से light हो जाती है।
So when the soul has a relationship with God, then it becomes light.
परमात्मा मेरा बाप है, वंडर तो ये है, परमात्मा मेरा माता भी है तो पिता भी है।
The intellect becomes light with that relationship, and the wonder is that not only is God my father, he is also my mother.
शिक्षा कर भी है, संगा भी
है, also my teacher,
सतगुरु भी
है, my friend and सतगुरु।
अभी ऐसी दिवाली मनाना सारे विश्व में कितनी अच्छी है, जितना मनाओ मनाओ क्या माना, practical life से एक तो की जो जगाओ।
So celebrate Diwali as much as you want, but what does it mean to celebrate? It means to ignite the light of one another through your practical life, just to inspire one another.
जो जगाओ माना क्या, अंधकार मिटाओ.
What does it mean to ignite the light? It means to dispel the darkness.
अंधकार में यही शब्द निकलता, मैं क्या करूँ, कैसे करूँ? नहीं नहीं नहीं.
When in darkness, there's a feeling of confusion. What can I do? How can I do? And all sorts of questions. But no, to go beyond that.
चलते फिरते, खाते पीते, एक दूसरे मिलते, happy रहना.
Whilst moving along, whilst eating, drinking, doing everything to remain happy.
ईश्वर की तरफ से दिल व जान से को प्रेम से ऐसी लिफ्ट मिलती है।
This is the special lift that we receive from God, from the depth of His heart with all power.
लिफ्ट में बैठो, वो जैसे लिफ्ट गिफ्ट में मिली है।
And so sitting in the lift is the gift that you have received. So let's all go beyond.
दिवाली मनानी है, सारे विश्व मनाती है।
The whole world celebrates Diwali.
सारे विश्व में सेवा करते, जो भी भारत के त्योहार है ना, वो भी सारे विश्व में अच्छा मनाते हैं।
I've seen that all the festivals of Bharat are celebrated very well all over the world.
Okay, Om Shanti.
Okay.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Amazing that he's still able to share and inspire and show her care for us. So this message was done a few days ago, and I don't think Daddy had read today's Murali, but when you read today's Murali, you'll see the connections there also. So let's now fly to Baba. We offer bhog, and the bhog is the special Diwali bhog. Om Shanti.